we're back from recess. Our next order of business is emergency management, internship, partnership. How are you all this morning?
Good, how are you?
Good. Good morning, Mr. Kress.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Quick note of edification. We chatted just briefly at the end of last week, and I asked if they would come forward and make this presentation to the County Commission.
The opportunity has been given to us that we could partner with Springfield Green County Emergency Management to use part of the time an intern that they have to help us with some projects. That's really, I think, about the...
And the individual is an employee of?
The way it works is Springfield Green County Emergency Management, they have a very active intern program. A lot of their interns come from the area colleges that just need their unpaid interns, and they go through a selection process, kind of a hiring process. They interview them and score them, and then they put them on a list and give them projects as projects come up within the office. And those projects are overseen by different people that work in their office. It gives those people supervisory experience as well as the intern an experience in emergency management. They have gotten interest from colleges, C of O, now the OTC campus down here. And the way they have proposed it, and they see this, hopefully they would like to make it region-wide because they do get some from Joplin colleges and things like that as well. And eventually they would like for it to be statewide through what is known as the Missouri Emergency Management Association. It's a statewide association for emergency managers. But as it is now, they would manage the intern. But if I have a project come up, and a lot of the planning projects are very time-intensive projects, if I have a project come up, my project goes on that list, just like in their office. And instead of going to Springfield for their internship period for the project, they would come here and work with me, or if Chris has something that he wants them to do. And we'll they get experience in a different office, different setting, because not many emergency management offices are to the size and scale that Springfield Green County has. And we are one of the few that also have an 8-to-5 full-time staff. A lot of them are volunteers, or they do other jobs, so they don't really have a setting that works for an intern to gain. So I benefit from having someone else on these time-intensive planning projects with the other things that I have going on, and they benefit from being in a different type of setting and not having to drive to Springfield if they live here in Taney County. I don't know if you want anything. It was kind of just an idea to throw out. They've offered it to us. I wanted to see your thoughts on it. They would be completely hired, managed, evaluated, everything through the Green County office. They would just come when I have projects.
Well, it's nothing but a win-win for us. If you have a project and you're going to be reviewing it anyway, and they're going to review it in Green County, so I'm for it.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay.
We're ready. That sounds good. Sounds great.
Yeah, okay. I think it would be great. It would be great for the intern, particularly if they're from down here, they wouldn't have to drive so far. But that would be a real benefit to us to get a few more projects.
Let's move forward.
If there is a, and pray there's not, but if there happened to be another emergency, such as a tornado or a storm or something, are they involved in that situation also?
They potentially would help with that to some degree, but that's really not what they're there for.
I understand that's not what they're there for, but I just thought because there's an extreme amount of pressure on...
Right.
And I think a lot of it would depend on the intern, because we may get some that realize that emergency management isn't exactly what they thought, and some people just can't do the pressure that comes with a disaster and the time. But we may find some that realize they really like doing this and would like to volunteer to come in and help out, even maybe after their internship period ends.
That's fine.
I think we're all set.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks,
thank you all.
Guys.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Thanks for being here. Our next order of business will regard the 2015 budget and recommendations from the county auditor as he makes a presentation of the budget, and will stand in recess until he arrives.
I want to attend.